Welcome, benevolent viewers, to another edition of Good People, Good Works. Zambia, located in southern Africa, is home to the legendary Victoria Falls, the world's largest waterfall.
Zambia, when I look at Zambia as a country, it's a very rich country. You look in the tourism industries, we are doing well, more especially with the Victoria Falls. We have a lot of tourists coming in. And when you look at agriculture, we've got abundant rainfall. Yes, we plant maize. So I think on food we are doing fine. So we've got a very bright future ahead of us.
This week we travel to Lusaka, Zambia's capital, for the first in a two-part series on projects financially supported by Irish Aid, the Government of Ireland's humanitarian assistance organisation. Seeking to promote peace and justice, Irish Aid works to better economic conditions and foster equality in developing nations, such as those found in sub-Saharan Africa. To successfully achieve its goals, the organisation forms close partnerships with recipient countries, other donors, multilateral groups, non-governmental organisations and missionaries. Two projects that received assistance from Irish Aid in Lusaka are Our Lady's Hospice and Umayo Day Centre for Orphans. Our Lady's Hospice is a faith-based organisation that mainly provides palliative care to cancer and HIV/AIDS patients. The facility serves over 3,500 Zambians on an outpatient basis and operates an intensive care unit. Now let's meet the administrator of Our Lady's Hospice in Lusaka, Sister Kay O'Neill.
I've only been here since December 06, but I came to Zambia in 1982 from Ireland, and I first worked in a mission hospital in Luapula province. I stayed there for 13 years, and then I moved to the Copper Belt where I did home-based care in Luansha. And after that, I came here, and I'm here since. I was brought up a Catholic in Ireland. I became a Franciscan sister when I was 18, and I really wanted to serve people. And I had a good home, and I felt I wanted to be able to share with other people. So I thought I would like to work with the underprivileged and the poor. So by joining the Franciscan Missionaries of the Divine Motherhood, I have the opportunity to come and help people in Zambia. The Zambian people are very spiritual people, and most Zambians worship in church, but many of them are Catholic, and we want to be able to provide services for them when they come here, when they are ill.
Our Lady's Hospice has a program to help youngsters who are HIV positive cope better with their condition.
Usually it's only for the children who know their status. So when we meet once a month, we sit down and they bring out stories. So they encourage one another. Even me, I'm in your situation. Even me, I'm like this. Oh, my parent is doing this. My caregiver is doing. So we encourage them. We sit together by discussing. With their friends, they open up.
The antiretroviral drugs that the hospice dispenses, which halt the progression of the HIV disease, are truly making a difference in the lives of those with the condition in local communities.
I'm a pharmacy attendant, assistant in short. We normally come to dispense the drugs, the ARVs, and then we prepare for the inpatients. After that, we take the drugs that side. But mainly, it's the dispensation of the ARVs that is mostly done. For those who are tested, after their CD4 results are out and they are eligible to start the drugs, we give them the drugs. And there are a lot of people coming in to get the drugs, which is so encouraging because at least people are testing and they are knowing their status. At least they will know how to live positively than when they just stay at home and they don't know.
The non-profit Center for Infectious Disease Research in Zambia, CIDRS, sponsors a puppetry trip to inform HIV-positive children about how to manage their condition in particular encouraging them to regularly take their antiretroviral drugs. We met the troupe when they were performing at the hospice.
My name is Gladys Ngwenyama. I'm one of the puppeteers. I'm Taonga in the puppetry team. We started puppetry in 2007. It's a CIDAS project. They do research on cancer, HIV, TB, and other related diseases. The puppetry project that we're doing, it's mainly on adherence, stigma, hygiene, and good health. And our target are the PEDS, the young ones who are on ART. Yes, so we mainly go to the clinics. We've started going through the clinics in Lusaka. And recently we had a tour of Southern Province.
I play the character of Oliver in the performance, and I'm a puppeteer. I think for me, this is the great job I have had so far, and I enjoyed performing.
It is helping a lot of children to adhere to their medication, yeah, and just be careful with the way they take care of their bodies. Because it talks so much on hygiene, cleanliness, and the way they're supposed to take their medication.
My name is Teddy Mwanashiku. I'm a doctor in the puppetry show. And actually, the puppetry show targets the kids. And this is helping them to adhere to the medication. So this show, at the moment, has started in the clinics. Why in the clinics? Because we've got ART places in the clinic. That's where kids get their treatment. So it's all about talking about the treatment of kids, adhering, and the caregivers, in fact. The caregivers are the ones that we want to also put in line with the treatment of the child. Looking at the child, a child is a person who needs a second person to actually help out to follow the medication.
We asked the puppeteers about how the children react to their performances.
The response is overwhelming. And we have seen, looking at the clinics that we have been to, we have kids, when doing their adherence, actually they mention what they learn from our script. And that is encouraging because they are picking a few things from there.
The children love it very much.
They love it. We've been to certain clinics on several occasions and they just want us to be there all the time. They love it. Yeah, because it teaches them about playing with one another. Mostly, you know, you find that the children that are sick, they are stigmatized by their friends. But we teach them to love their friends who are sick.
We are one of the countries in Africa that is actually doing the best, despite we are in the sub-Sahara area where there's a high rate of HIV. But in Zambia, our statistics are showing that people are actually complying to the treatment and all the necessary measures of not getting infected and others actually not falling out from the treatment.
When this facility first opened in 03, the majority of the patients didn't go out alive. But now 70% are going out alive and they're returning to work. So already the number of new orphans has decreased, many of them. They have their parents back again. They're back working, so the children are not suffering because there's no income. So we would hope that people will come in time for treatment so then they can stay alive longer. But obviously, ultimately, we would like that there would be no more HIV. So we are also trying to give health education and education about how to live life and not become infected. And that's the ideal.
What do Zambians wish for their children's future?
Zambia is a great nation.
Yeah, I love to be a Zambian, and there's a lot of potential in our country. That's why mostly when HIV and AIDS started, a lot of people targeted the older people, but today we look at the children. That's why we are targeting this script that we have. We're looking at the younger children because they are the future generation and they are future leaders. Yeah, we love our country.
My hope is that we have in future a free generation from HIV. That's why we are looking at the young ones, because they are the foundation of the country, that if we target the young ones, probably, and by God's grace, we will have a free nation from HIV and AIDS.
What I'm hoping for, maybe really it's for a cure. And I give them that confidence that no matter their status, knowing that they are HIV positive, still they can do well in school, they can finish school, they can go to universities, and they can get a good job after finishing their schools.
My wish for Zambia as a whole, of course, is to see that this peace which we have in this country continues, and that there will be no end conflicts, and just peace to continue.
Commend and salute you, Irish Aid, for your support of Our Lady's Hospice, which is uplifting the lives of the Zambian people. Our sincere thanks, hospice staff, as well as the puppeteer troupe from the Centre for Infectious Disease Research in Zambia, for bettering the lives of many Zambians in need. Respected viewers, please join us again next Sunday on Good People, Good Works, for the conclusion of our two-part show, where we will visit the Umayo Centre for Orphans in Lusaka. For more details on the organisations featured today, please visit the following websites: Centre for Infectious Disease Research in Zambia, www.cidders.org; Irish Aid, www.irishaid.gov.ie; Our Lady's Hospice, www.ourladieshospice-zambia.org. Thank you for your lovely presence on today's program. May peace, love, and dignity eternally prevail everywhere.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.